T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning, familiar to any regular listeners to the program, Pamela Atwood, gerontologist, and a new project for you, founder of the Atwood Dementia Group Consulting and Coaching. Good morning and welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning. Yes, I've branched off onto my own, starting a new business, so I thank you for that.
Well, good luck with all of that.
Thanks.
And as usual, you've brought along a guest.
I did. Christine LaGenesse and I have known each other for a long time, and she is the owner and care coordinator of Always Best Care of Central Connecticut in Manchester. Christine, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Christine, a lot of times on this program and at conferences, support groups, caregiver trainings, we talk about signs of when your parents need more help. And at a group meeting this week, our discussion turned to just that. And we wanted to know how to have the talk, if you will. So I invited Christine to share with our listeners about how to have that talk, talking about the when more care is needed, bringing help into the home. So, Christine, tell us your thoughts on that talk.
Yes. So I'm sure that many of you remember how awkward it was when you were a young adult or teenager rather, and your parents had to have the talk with you. And that certainly connotated something completely different. But now as a grown adult and your parents are really struggling at home, you're trying to figure out how to have the talk with them. And it certainly connotates those same feelings of anxiety and nervousness, but in a completely different way.
Right, in a different context.
Yeah. Yes.
And most often family members have the best intentions, obviously, and maybe have imaginary conversations in planning that conversation, thinking that perhaps it'll go well, perhaps it'll go poorly. What are some of the triggers to a talk going badly?
Well, there's, a lot of hot buttons that people often choose. So you're coming in and you're seeing that mom or dad aren't eating all of their meals, or they're forgetting their medications, and you kind of delve right into that and pointing out all of those things. And really what that does is that starts to create this fight or flight mode between mm-hmm. all parties in having those conversations. Sometimes people will resort to, not intentionally, but making threats and saying, if you're not going to be open to having home care, we're going to move you out of your home or send you to a home or, even at the more extreme, move you in with us because you can't manage things on your own. And those are definitely things that you shouldn't start your conversation with.
So tell us a story. I'm sure, like many of us in the healthcare professions, we all have them, of a family who did it the wrong way so that we can learn by their mistakes.
Yeah. So I think oftentimes when we go into the home, again, people are really waiting until the last second because they're so nervous about having that conversation. And sometimes when we get there, that is when the conversation starts and people are wondering why we're there. And yes.
So they've waited until that last second. You and the provider are in the house. Now they're going to have the conversation.
Now they're going to have the conversation. And so although there's some bits of humor to this story, there's others that just, my heart went out to both the kids and the family member. I can clearly remember going into a home. It was a smaller home, and it was a son and daughter that had brought me into an in-law apartment in the home and were ready to tell their dad that he needed care. And of course, the father asked who I was and why I was visiting. Mm. And the kids delved into everything that he was not able to do or doing improperly, and that I was there to bring in home care services. And immediately the tension was very thick, and feelings and conversation escalated to the point of everybody yelling back and forth. And then the father, this family, I should preface, was extremely religious. Mm. The father saying that if home care was brought in, that he was going to take his life. He was going to climb up on the roof. He was going to jump off the roof. And if this is how it was going to be, he was going to end his life. And I, while that sounds so awful and horrible for a family to go through, I think the family had some humor in themselves in dealing with stuff like that. And so, again, it was only a single-story home, and the kids were quick to point out at how religious the dad was, and that if he were to take his own life, there was an elevator going straight down, he did not want that to happen. And the worst thing that would probably happen, jumping off one story, would be he'd break his leg, go to a hospital, and still need home care. So, you know, we kind of smooth things out, but that is definitely not the best way to broach this.
So to avoid those kinds of conversations where it's uncomfortable for every party, how are some ways that people should start this conversation? How do we even broach the subject?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of like what we're doing today. You start to have a casual conversation with all parties involved. So you want to start planting those seeds for people to start thinking about what's going on so that you can build upon that. So you might want to say, you know, that you've, you know, like I think of pointing out the fact that mom or dad, you know, maybe they're a great cook or they really do well with taking care of certain things, but maybe now they're using a walker or a cane and standing for prolonged periods of time makes it more difficult to do that. So you kind of talk about that, and then you go over and you shift it to, tell me how we can help you to make that easier, or what are your priorities as you're aging in place, so that we can look at ways to be able to allow you to continue to do those things. And then, you know, you can also look at examples. So if you have a friend, a coworker, or a neighbor that something has happened to, maybe they've fallen and broken a hip, or maybe somebody's passed away and now mom or dad are on their own, you can talk about that story and just say to your family member, you know what, we've really never had that conversation. And what would happen in the instance if this happened to us as a family?
We only have a couple of minutes left, believe it or not. And I wanted to ask you, Christine, are there topics that adult children should avoid discussing?
Well, absolutely. So you don't want to go through and point out all their weaknesses, because that's kind of just in an attack mode. You want to make sure that all parties that are involved are on board for this, so that you're having a conversation as a group. You don't want to list any inadequacies or how they're poorly prepared for life and they never thought about that. Right. Those are definite areas you want to avoid.
You brought a great flyer with you, a tool that you've developed at Always Best Care, really to help families with these issues. If listeners wanted to get a free copy of it, is it on your website or can they call you if they have other questions about home care in general?
Oh, absolutely. So they're more than welcome to call our office. We can be reached at 860-533-9343. We're more than happy to either email or mail a copy of this out as a great resource and tool.
Wonderful. Thanks for bringing that.
All right. And also, for people that are outside of the greater Manchester and greater Hartford area, where is the best place to go to get referrals?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, your local senior center is really connected in your community. You have a lot of resources available, so you can call and speak with somebody there, speak with the social worker in your town. The Chamber of Commerce, people often don't think about that, but the Chamber of Commerce is tied into every business within your community and they know them really well. And then the last thing is, say you're out of state or you're not close to your family member, there's a wonderful resource you can use. It's 211 that you dial, or you can go on to 211.com and they can provide a lot of information and resource for you as well.
Great. Thank you, Christine.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you both. Pamela Atwood, gerontologist and founder of the Atwood Dementia Group Consulting and Coaching, and Christine Lajeunesse, owner and care coordinator of Always Best Care of Central Connecticut in Manchester. That's our program for this morning. Have a great Sunday. I'm Bill Pierce.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.